Ist es schon soweit? Komm in Weihnachtsstimmung mit Action. Wir haben alles, was du für die schönste Zeit des Jahres brauchst. Zum Beispiel ein Disney-Weihnachtskuscheltier nur 5,95 und eine Lichterkette 10 Meter nur 2,99. Lass die Vorfreude beginnen. Komm in eine unserer Filialen und entdecke die besten Weihnachtsartikel zum kleinsten Preis. Action. Kleine Preise, große Freude.
Darling, willkommen in meinem neuen magischen Geschenkuniversum mit legendären Kleinigkeiten, Kostbarkeiten und Schätzen. Von traumhaften Überraschungen bis zu himmlischen Geschenken. Es ist für all die Stars in deinem Leben etwas dabei. Lass zu Weihnachten deine Beauty-Wünsche wahr werden mit Charlotte Tilbury.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Spanish words, bungee jumping, and Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. It's coming up right after this.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list, from toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
And now, from the Amish Brewing Company, Buttermilk Ice Light.
Ringer!
Nice toss, Graber.
Thank you, my friends.
Women of the Old Testament.
Okay. Ruth or Mary Magdalene?
Ruth. Okay, how about this? Ruth or Eve? Eve.
Buttermilk Ice Light from the Amish Brewing Company. The hand-churned buttermilk is frozen. The curds removed, put in the back of a buggy and driven around town until thawed, then returned to the farm and slowly filtered through a hand-sewn patchwork quilt, then refrozen to create the unique taste of Buttermilk Ice Light.
Okay, plain black floor-length dress or red lacy see-through teddy?
Plain black floor-length dress.
When you say buttermilk, you've said it all.
99 glasses of buttermilk on the wall.
Hold it. Fritz, move over. Let me drive the buggy.
It's okay, Graber. I took his reins away when he wasn't looking.
You're a good friend, Yoder.
The Amish Brewing Company would like to remind you, if thou hast had too much to drink, thou shalt not drive. Amish Brewing Company, Napanee, Indiana.
A great way to get your morning started. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
What am I looking up in Spanish?
Nasty.
Okay, go ahead. English word's nasty.
No idea what you're talking about.
Nasty? You know what nasty
is. Oh, this is hard.
Okay.
Miss Jackson, is that what it is in Spanish?
No, it's asquerosa.
Oh. Profundo asqueroso!
Deep Mom, and nasty?
Mom, did he just say that home run was deep and nasty?
I think he did.
That must be the new guy. He really doesn't understand.
Nasty. He says, you said it to head. Asquerosa. Nasty.
Ah, Juanita Oscarosa.
Why don't you start it?
I like to go profundo.
He loves speaking it. He does the same thing off here. Why don't you take up Spanish in your spare time?
I have no spare time.
I've been told that it's never easier to learn a foreign language. They really crack the code on it.
What does that mean?
You have apps and all that kind of stuff.
I'll let you know when I have time.
I want to be immersed.
Better find time to at least learn Mandarin.
Okay. Because, of course, the Chinese are taking over. Thank you, Josh.
I want to be immersed in it. And by immersed, I mean three or four different women coming over and feeding me and cleaning the house like 5 or 6 days a week and possibly making them my wife.
Oh,
Would you look down on me if I got married to three Spanish
women? No.
Not at all.
Thank you.
Live and let live.
I'd look down on you if you didn't have them fan you with palm leaves.
I think we'd be looking...
Oh, hello, Josh. I'm just watching The Big Bang Theory.
I think we'd be looking down on you in the casket when after 1 week with the three women.
Your heart
explodes.
That's good for your heart.
Carry me around on a pillow? I'd love
They'd
that.
Love
yeah,
Chick.
Remember we had the story. You're supposed to clean the pipes.
Yeah,
keep the young.
Keep
They'd love
young.
Chick because remember, Chick
Pollo.
Goes profundo.
Pollo profundo.
Remember Jorge called me Pollo forever?
Chick,
probably still does.
Oh, we could find you a wife like that.
Profundo. I can't specify any sort of ethnicity, though.
No. Yeah, any Spanish speaking.
That's going to slow me down.
She could be from Spain. She could be from Cuba. Puerto Rico.
Oh, you need a Puerto Rican woman.
Fluent Spanish.
So how about Portuguese?
Spanish.
Go Brazil. You got the big
bus. Let me ask you this.
I said Spanish.
Go Chile.
That's why I need a Spanish.
What if it's just a white chick that speaks very good Spanish?
That's fine. Absolutely.
Oh. You wouldn't be disappointed?
No.
Spanish teacher.
No, I don't want to boss me around.
Okay, can we move on?
I don't want that. I don't want to test everybody. I've been through that legal entanglement. Well, here's what you did wrong this week. You know, we had staff meetings. That's not the joke.
I don't.
You know, Tom, Rodney Dangerfield disagrees. He said he likes being with a teacher because if you do something wrong, she makes you do it again.
Pop quiz.
I had this in the legal entanglement. I had, I'd go into her office, and she'd say, oh, thanks for coming in. Sit down.
Oh, no. Are you serious?
Oh, come on.
I witnessed one of these by mistake.
Oh, Max. I am so, so sorry.
I didn't hire her. Next.
Oh, jeez.
Ow.
A New Zealand man has reclaimed... Oh, son of a...
Stupid
Profundo Records! A New Zealand man has reclaimed the Guinness World Record for the most bungee jumps in a single day. Mr. Mike Hurd, previously broke the record in 2017 with 430, but his mark was surpassed by someone named François-Marie Dibon with 765 jumps in a day.
Man,
that'd give you a headache, wouldn't it?
However, Mike Hurd jumped off Auckland Harbor Bridge 941 times in 24 hours to reclaim the time.
Jeez.
You'd barely have time to jump and run back.
Yeah. Right? Were they pulling him back up on a big, those big...
yeah, I saw the
they
video.
Would have to,
these
right?
on, they got a crane pulling
they
him back up.
They had to have, right? Yeah.
But how often do you change the rope in one of those things?
Well, you have to be...
seriously, don't they eventually fatigue and you don't want to be
okay.
800 jumps in and, well, finally snapped. He's in the river.
941 divided by 24 hours, that's 40 jumps an hour.
Jeez.
That's crazy.
So that's 20 jumps every half hour. So that's 10 jumps every 15 minutes.
That's
How is
crazy.
He doing that?
They got him on some kind of a winch.
They have to.
They have to.
As soon as they declare it a jump, they...
I did hear that it cured his scoliosis.
Well,
You think Pilates is good.
Straighten your spine right up.
You dangle by your foot all day.
You think he was taller at the end of it?
I thought he was.
Yeah.
Sure. Do they do bathroom breaks or you just let it rip?
You just let it rip.
There we are.
There we go.
I always forget that that's where we're eventually going to end.
Jackpot!
You're on a bridge, Josh, over a giant, you're way up high.
Yeah.
Where are you going to potty?
Well, you can hold it.
You're a
potty all the time.
Urination would be fine.
24/7?
I'm going to pee in about 2 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, you can pee right there off the bridge.
Sure,
but
that's not.
What if he has a major transaction?
I think you can hold that for a day.
No, well, I guess hang your ass over the guardrail, and
you'd think it would be your body, though, going through all that gravity, would your bowels would want to do something.
I'll tell you what.
I think it'd be the opposite.
I've seen this thing, and I would have crapped my suit in the first one. This is so scary.
You know that city in Wisconsin, Beloit. That's how they came up with the name of Beloit.
Oh, is it?
The Native Americans would use the bathroom off a cliff, and when it hit the water. Beloit, Wisconsin. I think there's a South Beloit as well.
That's very helpful. Now,
I did a head beer there one night.
Oh, party! Remember the days when you would go to an outdoor concert and they would have a crane and a bungee as you walked in?
Yes,
I sure do.
Does any place still do that?
Nope.
I haven't seen them in a long time.
Liability laws took care of that.
In other words, somebody did the 100-foot jump with a 102-foot bungee cord.
I got a concussion.
Remember that, Ace? You'd walk in and there'd be the crane and people bungee. So cool. But I guess that's no longer happening. Okay, we have to get a couple more sports stories. Is that correct?
Well, not just any sports story, Tom. We'll hear from Ace Cosby during this presentation, particular presentation.
Really?
It appears that Taylor Swift may be attending a lot more Chiefs games this season. Over the weekend, Kelce and Swift, you recall, took their relationship, it says here, to the next level when they appeared on Saturday Night Live, and then they were later seen holding hands at the famous after party.
I was impressed by holding hands.
Taylor Swift and Kelce also went to Nobu in New York City on Saturday night, right before they went over to Saturday Night Live. I wonder what time that tapes. Okay.
You know, did you know that they were a clue in the New York Times crossword yesterday?
Oh, God.
I didn't know that. Yeah. What was it?
Yes, Ace.
She wasn't at the Eagles game with Travis on Sunday.
Well, maybe she was busy.
She wasn't at the Phillies game either.
Yeah. He was there with his brother.
According to reports, Taylor has bought her own suite at Arrowhead Stadium for the remainder of the season.
How did they have one available to knock people out? Come on, she would have had to have knocked people out.
Well, I think as someone once said to me,
I'm sure she got
if someone knocks on your door, Christy, your house becomes for sale when the number gets high enough.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but they're not dating.
Thank you, Ace. I blame you for this, Chick McGee.
Why wouldn't they give her a suite? That'd be they may have.
Jess Hooker said this last week. Why is it so important to you that you tell people that you know they're not dating, even though they are, obviously?
Because I know I'm right.
Do you have a crush on Taylor Swift?
Do you want in there?
Yeah, what's wrong, jealous?
No, Ariana Grande, you know.
Okay.
Well, Grande likes it profundo.
Oh, profundo and a Nastorino.
I don't want to tell the Spanish language speaking folks how to speak their language.
Right.
But Nastorino, way better than whatever word.
Yeah,
let's go with Nastorino.
Muy Nastorino.
Yes. Yeah, okay. Once again, we were playing the baseball. A home run call from the Phillies game last night.
Schwarby.
The Spanish version. This is so great. This guy's so enthusiastic.
Schwarby went yard.
La primera entrada. Schwarber al primer picheo. A lo profundo. Y no. Díganle que esa pelota.
That's great. Asquerosa is the Spanish for nasty, apparently. I hope I'm getting that right. Asquerosa. I don't know if that's the correct pronunciation.
Nastorino's better.
Nastorino,
is better.
Nastorino probably translates into pineapple pizza or something. I don't know.
They don't have pineapple pizza in Mexican restaurants.
That's because they have good taste. Okay, could we move forward here?
You guys know who University of Southern California's quarterback is, right? Caleb Williams?
Yeah, okay,
I do now.
Experts say that he is right now, if you listed all the quarterbacks in the NFL and all the rest of the college football quarterbacks, Caleb is like the third or fourth best quarterback on the face of the earth right now.
Taking into consideration
the NFL quarterbacks. Okay. And he hasn't decided whether he's going to come out for the draft because he says he can make more money because they have a salary cap for rookies in the NFL. There's only a certain amount of money you can make. So, obviously, you could, especially places like Los Angeles. Well, According to a report from Mike Florio in Pro Football Talk, Williams and his representatives have been floating a couple of ideas about a contract they might want. The report says that Caleb wants a piece of ownership from any NFL team that would be willing to draft him. Now, famous story is somebody asked Joe DiMaggio back in the 70s or 80s, where would your contract start? What would you say to George Steinbrenner if you wanted to sign with the Yankees? And DiMaggio said, well, we talk about ownership is what we talk about because DiMaggio. But apparently, Aaron Rodgers also floated this idea before the Jets signed him. And apparently, the NFL stepped in and said no to Rodgers. Per the league, players or employees getting a piece of the team, evidently that is a big no-no in one of their bylaws.
Okay.
I'm just telling you.
Okay.
So evidently you can't do that.
It's not terribly unlike an actor having a piece of the box office of a movie.
Well, and then you get the creative accounting that
goes on.
Well, we lost all this money on hot dogs. Sure, yeah. we won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You know how much a football costs? Come on. And the Pan American Games in Santiago. Remember to take a jacket when you go to Santiago.
Why is that?
It's chilly. Santiago's going to try to reach new audiences, and I'm trying to irritate Tom. They're going to seduce a younger crowd.
You have found the most boring things in sports.
No. Hang on. They're seducing a crowd by... They're bringing sports climbing, skateboarding, and breakdancing to the Pan America Games a full 6 months before the Olympics.
Oh, all right.
There you go. Sports climbing and skateboarding, big hits at the Tokyo Olympics a couple years ago. Breakdancing will have its debut in Paris next year. The Chilean capital will play host for more than 6,800 athletes from 41 countries starting Friday.
Wow.
Pan American Games.
We have skateboarding in the Olympics coming up?
Yep. Yeah, they. I think it was a demonstration in Paris.
Oh.
It was demonstration for last Olympics. I think it's coming up in Paris.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I think so.
It was, if I remember correctly, it was cool.
It was real cool.
And I thought, Tom, didn't you watch some? We talked about how cool it was.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know if it's in this one. All I know is that coming up, it's going to be breakdancing.
Right.
Yeah. You are kind of fixated on that. And it's just, as the story said, it's to bring a younger crowd to Olympic sport.
Who still watches breakdance?
Did you say the same thing about snowboarding when it came into the Winter Games? I'm sure you did.
No.
Breakdancing must have international implications. I mean, it must be bigger elsewhere than it is here.
Yeah.
Do they show 80s movies when they do the
sure. Yes.
Flash dance and
Vision Quest.
Popping and breaking.
Yeah. Breaking 2, Breaking. Electric Boogaloo.
Yeah, that was a fine sequel.
I mean, Weird Science.
What's next?
Ring a bell.
The Olympics, Cornhole. And sure. Marco Polo.
You know, cornhole.
The swimmers will be playing Marco Polo in the Olympics this year.
Cornhole sounds like a sport Ace would watch. And I know it's on ESPN 2 and ESPN a lot, actually.
Yeah, it is, actually.
Yeah.
Really.
Pickleball will be the next one to go.
Yeah, probably.
That's too popular. They won't do that.
You'd like cornhole.
You would like tag.
Tag.
Oh yeah,
competitive
tag.
Yes,
in the Olympics.
I'm out.
No. They're hopping all over the place. It's almost parkour.
Parkour.
Yeah. I'm not saying these aren't great sports. I'm just saying the Olympics. They got to pare it down. There's too much. It's like a 3-ring circus.
I think
better add a week so you can.
Chick's right. It's for years. It's just been older people watching the Olympics because the youth hasn't cared.
You can't.
That's
rely.
Why they started the X Games because that was a whole different genre and a whole different era of sports.
They need adrenaline. Stuff.
Come on, Tom.
The Olympics doesn't mean to the world what it used to mean. It just doesn't.
Is it time for them to go away?
No,
it's nice. It's nice to get countries together without bombing each other. It's kind of fun. You know, having a little fun.
We could have sat here
all day morning talked
about the Olympics. I do have a great idea, though.
I bet you do.
I would love to hear
me out on this.
Okay.
This may be the best idea I've ever had about the Olympics.
All right.
Now, you were saying that flag football is going to be an official sport.
Yes.
Right?
Because Tyreek Hill wants a gold medal. Yes.
But I'm not making this up. Flag football is going to be in L.A. Hear me out on this.
In 28, yes.
Each team's flag should be their country's flag. What do you think?
I don't know if that would be considered disrespectful or not. I like the idea.
They could fit it on there.
I like the idea.
Well, I don't think they should have... The nation's colors would probably be the flags already, I would think. I don't think they'll use the actual a reproduction of the Stars and Stripes as a flag. Why not?
Even as a smaller version?
Yeah, no, I don't...
I bet it's considered disrespectful.
I think it's disrespectful.
Because it's going to get in the it's going to get in the dirt. It's going to land on the ground.
Rick Monday's spinning in his grave, if he's dead. I'm not sure, but... You remember Rick Monday and snatched the flag away from the hippie in center field when he played for the Dodgers. He was going to set it on fire. You remember that story.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I love the obscure. That is so obscure. Thank you, Chick.
You're welcome.
Wouldn't that be cool, though? The flag would be the... No? That wouldn't work?
I disagree.
Okay.
I think country's colors.
Okay.
A red, white, and blue Velcro strip. I don't know why they call them flags. They're Velcro strip. Velcro strip.
It's more flag Velcro. Football.
Yeah.
Maybe they could do like a Crips thing where they have the Bloods and the Crips.
If Willie were here, he would say, "Shut up, Dad. Please, shut up."
Do both the Bloods and the Crips wear green handkerchiefs on St. Patrick's
Day? Not
they do.
Up.
They do. St. Patrick's Day, they all wear green.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
What's up, guys? David Pollack here, former Georgia Bulldog, former analyst with College Game Day, and host of my new show, See Ball, Get Ball. I'm a defensive lineman. That's why that's the name. You see the ball, you go get it. We're going to dive deep into college football. We're going to break down film. We'll have bold takes, real conversations with the biggest names in the sport every single week. If you eat, sleep, and breathe college football like I do, man, I promise you, See Ball, Get Ball is for you. So do me a favor. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.